tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You're just perfect.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. We're here during another AfterBuzz TV After Show of MTV's Teen Wolf Season 5, Episode 13, Codominance. I'm your host, Kristen Elizabeth Snyder. You can follow me at Cinematic Escape. And in the left-hand corner, we have Courtney Tesno!
Hello! Keep in touch with me at Tesno's on Twitter and Instagram.
And in the right-hand corner with 16 knockouts and zero losses, we have Elena Jordan.
That was the most epic intro that has ever been had.
I saw Creed this weekend.
Oh, there you go.
That's what you're channeling.
There you go.
Put my money on you.
Tweet at me what you've been watching, at Elena Jordan.
And then, the biggest beast you have ever seen,
Ryan Malaty, you know where to find me. Today I am Alpha Malaty because I made a bet a couple episodes ago that Lydia would be caught up to the timeline that we first opened up on the first episode of 5A, and we didn't catch up yet, so here I am, a werewolf. I also didn't shave for an entire week.
No shave January is a thing?
No shave.
He was trying to be a werewolf week. Today?
I was actually, I was actually in the hospital this past week. Some of you guys know about it.
He's a werewolf, you guys. He shouldn't be here.
I was in Eichenhaus. Learning how to scream like a banshee.
No, weren't you, like, confused about why you were developing claws, so...
The nurses were confused. They finally let me go. They said, you're fine. You're just a werewolf, I guess.
It's totally normal, guys.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys noticed of my raging, strong, manly beard.
I see it coming in if I squint.
You see it?
I see it.
What do you got to squint? So, I'm a werewolf, and I don't know if I can go back to normal at this point. I like it. You might see me wearing these more often.
Good. I like it, too.
I do.
And if you guys like it, you should download, rate, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Or, ready, screenshot this picture right here and post it up and tweet me. Ready?
So much time to do that, guys.
Did you get it?
Oh my gosh, everyone watching, he's insane.
If you guys want to talk to us during the show, you can call us at 424-253-0504. If you have to get a pen, get it right now. 424-253-0504. And...
Call the next 5 minutes, and...
And Ryan will send a giant photo on Twitter directly to you. That's what will happen.
Wow.
Also, we do 120 shows here at AfterBuzz TV, not just Teen Wolf. A lot of us host different shows. So you guys make sure, if you're watching another show, you check out our after show on AfterBuzz TV for that as well.
Yeah,
subscribe, like, give us a thumbs up, only if we're doing good.
A claws up. Two claws up.
All right, you guys.
Codominance. Yes,
oh my gosh.
Codominance, which we learned. I love it when Teen Wolf gives us a little biology lesson about codominance. The title this episode was about genes and how there's one parent has alleles and the other has alleles, and when they come together... the dominant allele will show the traits of the dominant gene, and the recessive one will be hidden in a mask under the...
I shut off completely during that part.
It's a codominant situation, and then there's no recessive allele, and both dominant... I'm right there with you.
Okay, we'll let them nerd out in the right corner of your screen. Courtney...
You're not
what did you think of the episode?
I loved it. I feel like it ended way too soon. Like, it was just such a good episode, but I wanted to see more of Lydia. Oh my god.
Do you guys feel like maybe they're touching on too many characters every episode? Because, like, in Lydia's story, we're not moving.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of like that because I feel like where she is right now, she feels like she's not moving either. Like, her storyline is the most stagnant. She's literally trapped in her own mind in a hospital. So she's physically and mentally trapped. She feels like she's walking through quicksand.
You were there this past week.
Yeah, you know. You said what up to Lydia, and she just kind of sat there.
Actually, you know, I did have a dream about you, Kristen, last night.
Immediately
a sexy dream, is that?
I'm just playing. What was the dream?
Yeah, what happened?
All right, so I was actually hooked up to an IV in real life, right? And it started going off, apparently. But in my dream, it was this grandfather clock that was just beeping at me. Just beeping at me in my dream.
Grandfather clocks beep?
In this dream, they did. And Kristen was there to help me destroy this thing, because we were both annoyed, right? By the beeping clock. Were you there?
I heard it, too.
She was there. And we just break this thing up. We find this little piece. We finally get down to this little tiny piece that was beeping. And we're trying to figure out how to dismantle it and shut it up.
And then I just swallowed it.
And then, I woke up and realized it was my IV beeping. And I called a nurse to end the madness.
But you thought of me, and I was helpful.
Aww. Yeah. I was like, who's going to help me in this situation?
Okay, to be fair, I did write Ryan a rap and send it to him while he was in the hospital.
That's why.
She's so... You're just a sweetie.
You're like a rapping Meredith. I love it.
Thank you.
Something that we probably will never see on this show, but wouldn't it be cool?
Well, Meredith did just email me, Maya Oshet, and I think she's going to come and join us. By the way, breaking news is we will have special guests the rest of the season.
Nice.
Yay.
Starting next week with Brayden, Megan Tandy.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, so she's gonna be on the next episode.
Yeah. Yep, so you're she's gonna be here.
You're a wizard. You know that?
Yeah, and don't worry, Ryan, Lyndon has confirmed as well.
Hey, Lyndon!
Your boy, Lyndon.
My favorite man.
Yes.
I want you to do the rest of the season with the claws, though.
The claws are me. I don't know what you're talking about. This is me now.
You can't declaw Ryan. That would be painful.
That would be animal
it's
abuse.
It's inhumane.
You guys, skinwalkers. Kira, what did you guys think about this? I thought, honestly, that there was going to be a test. And there was tests, but that Styles and Scott were going to come in during the test, and she was going to think that it was, like, an illusion, and I was worried for them.
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't either.
But
that's
wasn't
a good one, though.
Because,
but
it was. That yeah, she really actually cool. got the mask.
It was like
everything.
The Uni. Mm-hmm. She was just, like, killing the Uni. And what'd you guys think of when we finally got to see her fox?
Dope.
I love when I see her fox, but when I find out that her fox is evil, I feel kind of indifferent. I don't know.
But it might not be, because, like, her mom was saying, because Kira was saying, well, everything says that the skinwalkers are evil. And she said, well, people say the same thing about Kintsune.
Yeah.
So, it's possible that she's not evil, she's just powerful and can't control it. And they're using that as, like, a weak point to attack and make her one of them.
That's true.
I think because
she did pass, and they tried to have
a
little
see her potential.
Like, we want another skinwalker. We need
basically.
To build a skinwalker
and
army.
Can we just talk about the fact that they don't have any time to wash their hair? I mean, no condition. The skinwalker. Why would anyone want to be a part of the skinwalkers?
They're shapeshifters, but, like, yeah, then they could shapeshift into somebody who's bathed.
Yes.
Yeah, they shapeshifted. Like,
there has to
scene.
Be.
I thought
oh,
they were beautiful.
Good.
I mean, no. I saw them doing some spinning action. I like those. Outfits.
Yeah.
That's
no, I like
that
the
booty
girl.
Shot.
Girl,
I'm not looking at your head. Looking at your body.
Booty shot. Booty shot, though.
I know.
Yeah, I like those outfits, but they could use some conditioner. That's all I'm saying. Let's go ahead.
I'm thinking, how do they keep sand out of those places?
Yeah, you know? I was thinking the same thing when I saw
the
one shot. I was like, ooh.
Don't even worry about it, guys. I want to be a skinwalker. That's what I know. You get to walk under the sun. How cool.
That's kind of
well,
cool.
Technically, we all walk under the sun.
No, I don't.
We've got to move
I don't.
Forward.
I work in an office.
I do have to say, though, as far when Kira was fighting, though, I don't know if you guys watch American Horror Story, do you?
No.
No. Give us your cross-reference really quick.
There's an American Horror Story coven. There's a character named Queenie, and she's basically a human voodoo doll. So anything that is, if somebody cuts her, it cuts them, like, instead. So any damage that's done to her is done to them. So I felt like that was exactly it. Like, that creature, I was like, oh, it's like Queenie 2.0 while she was fighting
Kira. While she was fighting and then she was
getting hurt. Yeah, because Kira kept getting hurt every time she would cut the beast thing.
One more question. Do you guys think that Kira is going to be cured now? Or what kind of side effects are we going to see? Does she just need... Cured? Does she just need the love of her friends? Kira.
No, I thought she needed a little bit more time.
I missed it. I thought I said it wrong, and you were correcting me.
I think she needed a little bit more time, but I'm glad that her mom got her out that bad situation, because she would have been there for years based on their tests, like their loopholes.
Yeah.
So, but, like, is she unpredictable now? Could she hurt her friends?
I think she still could. Mm-hmm. I think that's the scary part, but I hope she hurts the beast.
But maybe she just needs the love of Scott. How about that reunion in the back of the car?
First of all, the fact that she was kissing him and her mom was there, I'm like, you really missed him because your mother is right there.
Right in shotgun.
But I feel like mom was just like, okay, no, I would do anything for my daughter. I would even, you know, sacrifice herself if she had to. Mm-hmm. She understands.
She
like,
understood.
Was she really going to sacrifice her, though?
Well, her daughter,
yeah. I think she was.
You think she was?
I think she thought that she needed to, but then when it came down to it, she was like...
She's like, nah, you guys aren't playing by the rules.
I think she felt like it was unfair.
She would do anything to keep her alive, but as soon as they changed the game, she was like, nah.
But anyway. I think love heals all spirits, so I think
love
she's
is the cure.
Yes,
love
I hope is, so. I hope
that,
you're right.
Is that, what is it, the... basil plant that you water and it makes a perfect omelet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, the pack is back. We got Styles and Scott on this little journey to go get Kira.
I love their conversations. Oh my gosh. Like the whole time, like the fact that Styles was able to finally open up about Donovan, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are back, Skiles.
Not gonna lie. Finally. I think he's being kind of, you know, kind of lame about it. I mean, come on, you're still...
How?
Come on, man. You're still crying about Donovan. Styles.
Styles is never lame about anything.
That was
amazing.
Well, question for you guys.
Get over it, man. It's self-defense.
At one point, Scott said...
When is he going to be badass, you know?
At one point, Scott says, it should have been me if anyone got too much blood on their hands. But we know he is not killed yet. So if he would have killed... Like, how would that change him? Would he not be an alpha anymore? Because the whole thing is he's not actually killed anyone yet. So I don't know if that would affect his power.
Well, there's a difference between defending yourself and murdering somebody. I mean, to kill something when you're defending yourself isn't an act of murder. It's not an act of malice. So you can't... It's not a stain on your innocence or your morality, I don't think.
Even if you want that person dead.
Well, now you're walking a fine line because at what point do you release your restraint? You know, you can defend yourself without, if you have the ability to defend yourself without killing someone and you choose to take that extra step so that they're dead, then you have a little bit of a blotch.
Well, I'm so sick of them talking about that storyline, so let's move on. Okay. How about the Jeep? We're fixing the Jeep again.
What was the name of his Jeep? Started with an R, right? What was the name of his Jeep?
Oh, God.
I can't remember. Yeah, you guys let us know. What was the name of that Jeep?
424-250. Nope, that's wrong. 424-253-0504. Give us a call. Let us know the name of the Jeep.
I knew it was going to break down when they had that scene with the meter going to hot. He stepped on the gas and then like, oh, no, the engine's overheating. My dad's
that was
mechanic.
Cool,
it happened to my car. It happened to my Jeep. And it broke.
They turned on the heat, though. Does that really work? That keeps the car from overheating? That's so cool. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah, my old car. Went through a lot.
How do you guys feel about Theo and the Chimeras? And, okay, so he's looking for the beast. He just wants his pack. He tells the Dread Doctors it's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked how they were talking about how the beast is a kid who doesn't realize he turns into a beast at night. And he's just walking around during the day.
What if we know who this person is? Because that would be scary as hell. Yes, that is scary.
Mason?
That is so
what if it's
scary.
Mason.
Yeah.
Oh dang.
He's the
what
only
if it's
one.
Mason.
I really do
I think
hope that it's someone we
now.
Know.
I mean, that only makes sense. That's the shocker we need.
You guys, I don't know though, because like they keep pulling people out of like the ground, literally.
Yeah.
Skinwalkers.
As long as the beast is not Allison, I'll be fine. Like, I would hate for that type of revival to happen.
Yeah, no, I know she comes back episode 8, and she's just supposed to show, like, her lineage.
Mm-hmm. Crystal is back, Allison is not.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Edie Mays is going to join us for that episode.
Oh, I love her.
Mama Argent coming back.
Yeah,
on our show, anyway. So, I don't know, I'm really excited to get the backstory of the Beast, because I'm so sick of the Dread Doctors. I can't really stand them anymore. It would have helped if we got their backstory, but now I'm just so curious if we know the Beast, and I really hope we do, because that's the coolest twist ever.
Yeah. It has to be.
But what does this saying actually mean? The, Dementio? Hold on.
Oh, yes. So this Beast was this Beast was so bad that it had to be forgotten, which is worse than dying. And that's what happened with this Beast. It used to boil the skin off children. That's and crazy. So
Krampus style.
Crazy as hell.
Yeah, they would literally just erase pictures and names so that this
kind of like the Pharaohs could not
be
old.
Remembered. Okay.
They would come in and be like, don't worship this guy anymore. Your face is gone. Guys, we're going to apologize. Our Skype is actually down this episode, so...
It might be back up.
Yeah,
keep trying.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Don't.
Leave us a comment. Calling. Keep
tweet
calling.
Us. Never keep calling.
Give up.
I wanted
just
to know... I wanted to know. So, the fact that we found out from... Corey actually told Mason that Theo's looking for a blind werewolf.
Yeah.
Why do you guys think that that's his like ultimate goal? Is that the only person that he can defeat in order to become an alpha?
I think that's what he thinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he is not meant to, Callian, and we have. Mm-hmm. And I didn't reach out to him because I didn't know he was going to be in this season, but I love him, and I'm hoping that he'll be able to come on our show as well.
I got to tell you what, if I had to take out somebody, you know, if there was a lineup of enemies for me to take on, I'd pick the blind guy.
Did you say do Kalian season?
Hey, I'm just saying, if I had to, if that was my goal,
and you would be wrong.
But don't underestimate the blind werewolf, because those other senses are kind of badass.
And if I'm not mistaken, at the end of his season, he regained his sight from Alpha Scott. I think Scott healed him, actually, so...
Ah, jeez.
So I don't think that Theo knows that this blind alpha can now see!
He's gonna take him out.
And also kick butt even when he couldn't, so it's like,
I think the funniest thing is, if Theo were to actually kill this person and his eyes stayed the same, I would die laughing. Like, oh my gosh, all this effort for nothing.
He is so... Yeah, he's not pleased about not being alpha status.
I don't know.
It's such a waste. Like, I'm so sick of him, too. I feel like we never really got full circle with him. And then, apparently, the Javudah killed Mr. Quinn, whose classes are canceled for the day. Because, do you guys remember the Javudah or the Beast had a head that he was carrying around? Mm-hmm. So that had to be Mr. Quinn's, right?
Also, with all the things that have happened at the school, never make the announcement over the loudspeaker. If anybody knows his whereabouts, please let the front office know.
Yeah,
like, it's not like you left your car lights on.
Hey, everybody, things are going down again. You should all be frightened.
Oh, no.
And why don't they have a hall monitor at night? Yeah. Stuff is going down in those halls at night, like every night. Is there no security guard at the school?
I was going to say, where are the security cameras? Like, what's going on?
It seems like anybody could just walk right into the Beacon Hills High and just conduct experiments and kill each other.
But most high schools, that's not the aim at nighttime. So I feel like...
You know what, you're right.
Or in Beacon Hills, they know it's crazy.
There's a curfew. A curfew. So guys, what do you think of Liam and Mason? So he's not going out again, or they are?
Wait.
Corey and Mason?
Corey and Mason?
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Corey and Mason. Liam and Mason start dating. I'm just like, I missed an episode. I don't know.
I wrote Liam and Mason, but in my head I was thinking Corey and Mason. Yes, Corey and Mason.
They might not be going out, but they're definitely getting it in.
Oh, gosh. I agree. They're hooking up. They're definitely hooking up.
I'm sorry. Another thing about this high school, where are the teachers that people are just making out in the locker rooms?
I bet you're making out everywhere. Like, Hayden and Liam... We're making out on the stairs.
Maybe you guys should be studying your genetics a little bit more, and then they wouldn't have to keep talking about all these alleles. And
they're studying anatomy.
They are. So maybe that's what's got their hormones raging. Hormones raging. But I really feel like he needs to be careful, because if a kiss can make him just forget good and evil, then we need to be careful with Corey.
I did like what Mason said, how there's definitely bad guys. Like, they're trying to, I understand there's like a gray area, you know, like for example, Kira, like, is her fox good or evil? Or does it just have a lust for just you know, attacking stuff. But there is a black and white. Yes, there's a gray, but there is good and there is bad, and sometimes it's pretty obvious.
It's so do you guys think they should come together to fight off the beast, the good and evil, Theo's pack and Scott's pack?
I like what Mason actually said is, you know, if I'm dead in the end, or if I'm still alive in the end, I don't want to be standing with the bad guys.
Yeah.
So, but now, like you said, he's making out with Corey, but they're not going out, but they're making out, so,
I don't think Corey's a bad guy, though. Like, even though he's Corey's with Theo. Yeah, but this was very much, like, you don't get to pick who resurrects you from the dead.
That's true.
You know? Like,
okay, well, sometimes
I feel the same about Hayden. I'm like, okay, cut them a break. They were dead. Now they're not. They have a little bit of affinity for the person who made them not dead. That doesn't mean Theo isn't awful. I'm very much team. I think Theo is awful.
But
I think that it is possible for them to change sides. And since the whole thing is co-dominant and it's like two alphas, two dominant alleles, two dominant things, I think it's very possible that the packs could merge.
I mean, we already saw when they were fighting that they kind of had to merge at some point.
Yeah.
So I feel like in order to actually beat this beast in the Dread Doctors, they're going to have to do that. And Theo's going to stop trying to be an alpha, please. It's not working. Please.
You guys.
No, I don't want him to be an alpha. Just, I really hope he fails at that.
All is fair in love and war.
Speaking of love and war, let's talk about Liam and Hayden. You guys, I feel like she is still, like, playing him. You know, she tries to defend Theo, and she's like, oh, you know, he resurrected me. But girl, he's the one that took you to the Dread Doctors and, like, almost made you die the first time. So, like, he's responsible for you dying just because he then, like, resurrected you. That's not, like, terms for forgiveness.
Even with backstory, she can't take it. All she's thinking is, I was dead, my sister didn't have me, so now I'm gonna be on this guy's side who has resurrected me, which is terrible.
But how romantic is that line? He's like, you would ruin me too. And then they make out in the hallway again.
That's what happened last time when he was like, oh, why are you at the vet? And she's like, cause you're here. Make out. Cue the make out.
They're so high school, it's adorable though. It's really adorable.
Taking me back.
I never made out this much in high school, though.
I didn't either.
No.
I kind of missed out.
They
on
do
that
now,
part.
Though, guys. They do now.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
I want to go to Beacon University and see what's going on there.
Hey, now.
Oh. Oh, geez. But what do you guys think? Do you guys feel like this is going to be end badly? I mean, even Liam tries to apologize to Scott and tries to cue him in, but Scott already knows everything. And
yeah,
Liam
kind of
didn't know
bummer.
About Hayden.
He didn't know about Hayden. But even Liam tells Scott, hey, she's not herself. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys feel like he's being played? And then what did you guys think about his interactions with Scott as well?
I think it's fair. He needs at least, you know, not even a day or so. He needs a little while before he forgives him. And I think next episode he's going to definitely forgive him because they have to work together now. Mm-hmm. So I think he took the right approach. He didn't need to jump back into it after someone tried to kill him.
Like Styles says, if you're getting the band back together, don't forget the drummer.
Yeah, that was really
boom.
Cute.
Unless you got one of them auto
unless you have a drum
players.
Machine.
Yeah, the drum machine, you just push play.
Drum machines have no soul.
No, I think reference. That Liam is a vulnerable character, and he's shown that a lot. So he could be being played really easily. I did like how he reached out to Scott.
Played like just a drum.
But
just,
he didn't say sorry. Did you guys notice
bummer,
that?
Though. Scott
I
just kind of like,
know if he's
yeah,
to
I know.
Point.
I got better things to do, bro. Like, and then left.
But he needed that tough love. I think he really needed that tough love.
Yeah.
But what is Liam? Oh mm-hmm. gosh, Liam. I have lost my train of thought. Go ahead. It's maybe it's your hands or something.
It's
definitely his hands.
It's so hard for me to take anything that you say seriously when you're making all these good points.
This is the most serious thing.
Stop it.
Imaginable.
Let's focus.
All right. So,
no, but seriously, you guys, he didn't say sorry. That was the most important thing when he was going to confront Scott. Even Mason told him, if you say nothing else, as long as you start with sorry, whatever you say, it's going to go well.
We think that he's actually sorry because he wanted to kill Scott? He's admitted that he felt in that moment that he wanted him dead. So maybe that's why he didn't say sorry, because he didn't mean it.
Maybe he's not completely sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry. Sorry I tried to kill you, bro.
You guys, what do you want to see? This isn't predictions. I just want to know, as far as the story's going, what do you want to see?
I want to see Lydia... I want to see a montage I'm ready for a montage. I want to see her train hardcore. I want to see her, like, kick some butt.
Yeah, mental her, Stallone.
I want to catch her.
That's right. That's awesome. Hashtag mental Stallone. I'm going to.
Nice. I want to see the pack starting to come together, and I'd like to... Oh, you know what? You just spilled water? Everyone thought I was going to spill.
It wasn't
my better half.
Your
right
claws
here.
Are growing. I can see it.
I ship us into the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my goodness. All the fans are going to lose it over that one.
I want to see Scott be more of an alpha and actually be... He's kind of more, like, kind of a supporting character so far. I want to see him, like, actually pull... some of his pack together and start getting it together and start kicking some butt.
Yeah, I really feel like, going along with what you're saying, we could have had one reunite the pack episode. Because so far, I mean, next week we're going to be on episode 4. We've gotten 3 episodes. I feel like the plot has not advanced. And
I think we feel like it hasn't advanced together. Because the key person is still Kanatonic. I mean... That person is the Lydia. One person that's supposed to be saving everyone. So I feel like when she's just sitting there and we're seeing everyone scramble around, that's why we're like, why isn't I moving along? Yeah. How is she going to get
out
of there?
We got the lead singer, the drummer, and the guitarist, but we don't have a bass player.
Exactly.
I played some shows without the bass player, actually.
You're slap of the bass.
It's a bass-heavy band. We need Lydia.
We do.
I want to see how...
she's the microphone. Bass, no treble. Wait. She would be the singer, wouldn't she, as a banshee?
She would be the scream that just reverbs throughout all of the equipment.
We didn't talk about that.
The important background vocal.
Do you guys think that she's going to be able to explode people with her screams?
God,
absolutely.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't wait for that. Absolutely.
Yes. Like that. Wait, Elena, Courtney, what do you want to see that's not happening yet this season?
I want to see Malia actually catch her mother. I want her dead, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds really bad. I want that to be done so she can focus. Because she's really a good asset to the pack. And she's so distracted because of her past that I just need her to be focused.
But so that's against Scott's rules. You can't kill and be part of the pack. So do you think... They obviously have to go rescue Malia probably next episode. So, like, are they going to stop her from killing her mother?
Possibly, but Scott is not against self-defense, and her mom's crazy, and she might have to defend herself. So I would really like that part of the storyline to be handled.
But at the same time, if you're poking a sleeping bear, and then you say, it attacked me, so I had to kill it, you went and tracked down that bear and poked it.
Like,
well, you know what? Brayden is with her. She could kill, and she'd still be good.
That's true.
And Brayden's going to be with us
next
week.
Now we're talking about loopholes.
I mean, we've got to find loopholes.
How to commit murder without actually doing
but
it.
Yeah,
you know, like, if you hire somebody else to do it, then you're not really doing it.
If you
just get one of them Russians to do it.
Well, the only reason I say kill is because I don't think her mom is the most reasonable from what we know, her backstory. She's probably not going to have a conversation with her.
Is she a threat, though, right now?
I don't think she's a threat to the
pack. Or is Malia just kind of pissed off?
She's pissed.
Yeah.
Well, the Desert Wolf wanted Malia dead. I think she tried to have her killed so multiple times now we know of. So it's like she's got so much hate for this woman who brought her into the world, and she just a lot of misunderstanding.
It's the ultimate.
I
brought you into this world. I can take you out, Missy.
But I don't know
but
how.
But like
else
actually
gonna...
meaning it, and so it's like, oh yeah, that is kind of terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know how else they're gonna talk. So I just think she needs to be gone.
So many storylines.
See, I want Malia and Styles to talk things out. Also, just because I want more Styles always in every scene. But
yeah,
I'm like, work it out, you crazy kids. If that evil fox and that kind of lame, not doing much alpha can get together and work things out, then you crazy kids can too.
I want to see some boxy boxing.
And I want to see still
boxy boxing. Yes.
That was a good one. I do want to see Officer Stalinsky now that he kind of, next episode, it makes it seem like he knows about what's going on now. So I'd like to see how he's going to contribute to the storyline now that he knows, because Scott's mom is badass.
Yeah, I'm still hoping he turns into something supernatural.
Yeah, because they did add that little injection into the IV, right? The poison.
Okay, so people actually let us know that Tracy just killed one of the sheriffs that had taken her in. That was not Mr.
It wasn't
Solinsky.
So that guy's dead.
Yeah.
That was just another guy, which honestly, I don't think we needed to see that in the episode. Because when they add these little scenes, it just confuses us.
A little bit, yeah.
But
yeah.
that's the point, and that's why I love Teen Wolf. It's like a very confusing.
You like being confused?
I like being confusing and confusing. I like being confused and trying to figure it out. So
the mystery is unraveling.
I swear, I'll never understand women. I just don't.
It's not a woman thing. It's a Teen Wolf thing. No, it's not a Tesno. I like mystery.
Yeah, I'm a mister. You can be the E.
Oh, you are so cheesy.
Any thoughts before we roll into predictions?
Yes. Now I've been so distracted by all of this.
Let's just roll into those predictions.
Making it rain with predictions.
Here we go.
Now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
Under my predictions, I have dreams coming true.
Yes.
So that's something that they said. So is Lydia finally gonna wake up and kick some butt?
And she scream at Theo until he explodes.
That'd be fun.
Singing to the boom mic, Lydia.
Boom.
Focus that.
That one I will. I'll give you that one.
All right, guys. Cool. Predictions going around. Courtney, what do you got?
Oh. Okay. So in the next episode, they talk about how the Dread Doctors could possibly be hiding these bodies. So I want to see if that is actually going on, because that would make so much more sense why there aren't that many bodies that Parrish apparently has already put at
The Nemeton.
The Nemeton. All these great words. At the Nemeton. The other thing is, I'm with you with her waking up and out of the dream and it becoming a reality. Because did you guys see in the next episode how it's the painting and it's actually like everyone is dead?
Yeah.
I feel like they referenced that in the car with Styles and Scott. And so I'd like to see more of that backstory next episode.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
They're going to get back to it?
Yeah, they have to. They have to.
At some point. All
right. We gotta figure out who's gonna kill this beast.
There's got a Beauty and the Beast!
It's gonna be the Origins, right? The Origins times two. They killed the beast originally, so I feel like the Origins are gonna come back, kill the beast again. Or at least show us how.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what do you guys think? See that?
My prediction is going to be that the Demon Wolf is gonna come back.
The Galleon!
And
I love him, actually.
Theo's gonna kill him, become an alpha, and then join up with Scott's alpha team.
And you're gonna wear those again, because that's horrible.
Maybe I just like to wear them. No, but maybe I think there's gonna be an epic
showdown.
Showdown, yes. Ooh, Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Fight.
Elena, what you got?
I think there'll be a battle royale too, but I do not think that Theo's gonna win. I think Deucalion's just gonna smack him down. I don't think he's gonna kill him, but he's gonna be like, hey, little one.
He's gonna be like, yo, I'm your father.
It's time to learn your place, and your place is not acting like this.
What if that's his daddy?
What if that's his dad?
Two Star Wars for me.
Can't. Stop it. Daddy. We can't. I that also can't be think the twist.
Mason might very well be the beast.
No.
Because what if he goes out with Corey and then he's like, boom, now I'm a beast.
Okay, what if Mason...
That's why he's not going out with him!
He's like, I can't go out with you because at nighttime I become a beast and I forget about it.
Well, I mean, so Corey can just disappear, so he'll be fine.
I want to know, what if Mason is not the beast? What are you going to do for us?
Oh, snap.
You put your money where your claws are or something like that.
You can give her some whiskers.
Oh, well, I spent so long shaving mine off. I gave mine to you.
What's that?
It'd be easy to pink out whiskers.
This just shipping.
Yeah. Shipping off into the distance.
I'll build us a ship. No.
If you're wrong,
what should I do?
I think you should, I mean, every episode we talk about brownies.
Oh. He wants to eat.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Bring us some cookies.
Is Wolf at home?
All right, guys.
What are your predictions? You didn't say one.
I said the dreams coming true next week.
Yeah. That's a quote.
Hey, all your dreams are coming true, too.
Let's go bust up a grandfather clock. Let's do it.
That's what's going to happen. All right, next week, I think that Malia and Brayden are going to find this desert wolf.
Killer.
They're going to tie her up. It's going to look like Doomsday, but then Scott and Styles are going to show up in Jeepy and save the day and take Malia back, and everybody's happy. The pack's back. Are you back? We're back in town.
Yeah.
Brayden's joining us next week. Megan
and
Tandy.
And she can answer everything.
Yes, call in. Make sure you got your questions ready. We'll be reading them. You can call her. It's going to be great, guys. You can find me at Cinematic Escape. And the best thing that you can do for us is tell a friend about AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
And next week we need to go ahead and shout you guys out because you've been sending some great tweets using that hashtag ABTVTeamWolf. For everyone new that's watching, be sure to use that hashtag. Let us know what you thought about this episode.
Yeah, and let's do shout outs next week. Courtney, you usually
have. Yeah, I'll do that one. Okay, so keep in touch with me at TezKnows on Twitter and Instagram. Use that hashtag.
And you can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan, A-L-A-N-A-J-O-R-D-A-N, and on Instagram at That Elena Jordan Girl.
Joanne, we wish you could have called in. Joanne, big, big Twitter supporter. Thank you guys all for watching tonight. I'm Ryan Mallaty. You can find me at Ryan Mallaty, M-A-L-A-T-Y, everywhere. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Come to my house. We'll have some tea.
Oh, don't. Okay. All right. Download, rate, subscribe, and then have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.